and rain, it's a time of rain. I know it is, I see that something's up. I feel that something's up. Oh God, I know it is. Let it rain, oh God, it's a time of rain. We call for rain, it's a time of rain. Rain, rain, rain on me. Oh, rain, rain, rain on this earth. Oh, rain, rain, rain on me. Oh, rain, rain, rain. Time for ladder rain.
Welcome. Good to have you. Here we are, the first day of December. We're almost to the end of the year already. Wow. And this is the countdown month till the end of the year, till we go into 2024. Anyway, we got a word for you tonight from heaven and from the Lord, and then praying the Lord will speak to you. So we're going to open up a little bit of news here as we start out. And tonight's gathering here. So what do we got going on? Well, China is swamped with respiratory illness and is masking again. Chinese officials say it is not pandemic two, but children there in China are especially suffering. And we heard of white lung hitting already in the United States. They're calling it white lung disease or white lung something. Anyway, yeah. They're going to try to bring in another pandemic, it sounds like. 70,000-plus Canadians call on the House of Commons to invoke a vote of no confidence against Castro Trudeau. I mean Trudeau, right? So, yeah, well, I hope they are able to get somebody in there. The Dutch just brought in a good someone that is not a leftist liberal. They brought in somebody who will stand up against globalism and the no meat thing. Yeah, they want to do away with meat. You can't have your chicken, can't have your steak, can't have your lamb. You get rid of the meat. No, thank you. I'm sorry. Jesus' name, we don't have to do that. Yeah. Well, while Disney gets boycotted. Boycott on Disney has effects. Woke Disney stocks hit 9-year low of 56% decline. Well, yeah, that's because people don't want to watch your garbage. It's pretty simple to figure out. U.S. medical officer exposes Defense Department data among military pilots following the COVID jabs. Myocarditis is up by 151%, heart failure by 973%, Wow. So heart issues are skyrocketing in the military. Well, they're not just skyrocketing there, but many who have taken the jab are having heart trouble. Some are just falling out with heart attacks and a lot of cancer, too. It's caused a lot of cancer, too, the jabs, and they're wanting to bring more jabs again. Okay, and preparing Ebola, already have the Ebola vaccination available. Was it in Texas? Anyway, I heard about that this week also. So according to an analysis from a left-wing American Immigration Council, 23 million illegal aliens are set to vote in the 2024 election. That's right, the Biden and leftists, they want to turn all these people coming across the border into Democratic voters. Well, in Jesus' name, that's not going to be the case. Thank you, Lord. So Roman Catholic Women's College now allowing transvestite men to apply and gain admission into the college. Well, you know, that's, funny that someone that, you know, believes the Bible supposedly would do that, while Pope Francis, which we know about him, he hosts a busload of transvestites and at his personal table to break bread with him. EU seeks to confiscate now and destroy people's vintage older cars. That's right, a new EU, European Union proposal, can force people to scrap a perfectly good vintage car. If you have an old 60s car or 70s, 80s cars. The state can even seize people's collector's cars without even paying them for anything for them. Yeah, well, they don't want them to have cars that will run when when the modern cars won't run. Yeah, and cars they can't be in control of, it sounds like to me, huh? Well, this is the world we live in. Strange place, huh? Strange things happening, but, you know, they're happening so fast that I can't keep up with them all. You'd have to spend a lot of time just looking at all the things happening. Like Chase Bank closing 159 branches by the end of this year across the U.S. It's not just them that's closing, though. Over 3,000 closures so far this year, from what I understand, with Wells Fargo and Citibank and Bank of America. Yeah, so this bank and a number of other banks have announced closures at similar scales that will continue into 2024 to scale back physical presence as banking moves online and the plan to eliminate cash comes and to bring in digital currency, digital way of dealing with so they can control everything, right? They want to control it all. That's what the globalists want to do. And while we're looking at new home prices, they plunge 18%, surpassing 2008 depths, while defaults reach 2013 levels not seen since 2013. And so the grim reality intensifies as builders face a crisis with mortgage demand hitting its lowest since 1994. So the average selling price for homes is almost $90,000 less than it was last year. So they're losing their values. So that's a sad thing to see going on, but a good thing for some people if you have the cash to buy a home. But, who has the cash to buy a home? Most people have to borrow, and then the interest rates are so high, how they're going to afford to buy a home at the high interest rate to make that kind of interest payment. So, yeah, the situation is looking bad there, too. Maybe they don't want people to have a home. But anyway, that's the news today. That's all I'm going to share. There's so many other things going on. But, again, that's not my main focus here. We want to get into the Word of God here. We want to see what Jesus had to say. And we want to touch God tonight. And we want to be in His presence. Amen. His presence is where I want to be. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to open up in prayer. We welcome you tonight. We're glad to see you here and hope that your December will be a month that you just dive in closer to Jesus than ever before, and that he ministers to you and encourages you. So let's pray here. Father, I want to pray, Lord, for a special couple of people that are just so kind that they're just a rare jewel nowadays. We just don't see too many like that, Father. And so I want to pray a blessing for them. They're just so kind to people, and when people are not kind and they have their personal agendas and they're about promoting themselves and getting more for themselves and all that stuff that we see so often, greed and self-focus. So these people are just so giving of themselves and serving to other people. Lord, we ask you to bless them for that, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and minister to them some of what they've sowed out to all these other people that they've given to, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. And, Lord, we also want to pray, Lord, that you would just encourage each of us here tonight, Lord, that are here listening, that are part of this live service tonight, live broadcast, Father. I ask you to minister to them, encourage them, strengthen them, and cause them to be mighty overcomers in these last days, Father, as we continue to live in these times that we see such strange things happening, so many last days things that are taking place around us. But, Lord, we also see it as a time of opportunity to glorify God and to exalt you and witness for the glory of God and tell people, you know, there's a better way than this, and there's power, there's goodness, there's love, there's grace for you. If you just but turn from your wicked ways and call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Lord, we pray for many who will do that. Yes, many who will do that, Father. And we pray for a hungry nation that they will begin to get hungry for God and hungry for freedom and deliverance and healing and salvation and the good things of the kingdom, Father. We pray for that, Father, tonight as well, Father. We pray for blessing for every listener too, Father, that you'd provide more than enough, Father, for each one of them. Those who are not able to get a home, that don't have they're renting a place, Father, we pray you make a way for them to buy a home or get a home to live in. As we talked about the situation with housing, but Lord, you can make a way where it seems like there is no way, Father. And I thank you that you'll do that for those who desire that and who seek your face for it and put you first in their life. And Lord, you want them to have a home. You want them to have a place. And Lord, we thank you for providing that, Father, for those who desire that and those who will step out in faith to believe that. Lord, we thank you for provision. Supernatural divine provision, Father. I know some people talk to me this week. They really want a home, Father, and they really need one. They have a family, and they have a lot of children, and they need a home. So, Father, we pray for them to get a home, too, as well, Father. And, Lord, we just thank you for provision, mighty provision from heaven, Lord, that, Lord, not that we seek you for what you could give, Lord, but we seek you. We seek first the kingdom. And all these other things are added unto us, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that. But, Lord, even if we didn't have those things, we're going to seek you because we love you. We exalt you. We lift you up, Lord. And we thank you for all the blessings that you give us. But most of all, we thank you for you. We thank you for salvation. We thank you that you love us, that you bought us with a price, Father, that an unspeakable price, Lord, you paid for us, Lord. We praise you for that. We praise you for doing that for us. What an awesome God we serve. What a wonderful Lord we have, Lord. And we are thankful to you, Father, for that. And we give thanks with a grateful heart, Father, today, a grateful spirit. For out of our spirits, we praise you and worship you. The fruit of our lips, Lord, the sacrifice of praise. And Lord, now we cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus. I ask you to speak to us and minister to us through it. In Jesus' name, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for spiritual, Lord, victories in our lives, Father, to overcome the powers of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, worship you, and honor you. Everybody say amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. So if you're ready, We're going to take off in 16 Demonic Mind Infiltrations is the title tonight. And I want to start it out about, you know, kind of a little bit about what I prayed about. A lot of people are just seeking God for what they can get out of him. And there's more than that. Man, if we're doing that, our walk with God is shallow, really. I mean, you know, when a new baby comes into the world and is born, what is that? It's a birth. It's a baby. And a baby who has his whole life or her whole life before them as they learn to explore the world and learn and grow. And so for us to say that the baby believer who just got born again and has, you know, to be able to say about them that they tasted the whole of the Christian experience in his birth, that's ridiculous, folks. That's ridiculous. The new birth is the beginning of your salvation. It's the beginning of your walk. It's just beginning of your launching out into the deep of God, the things of God. I mean, your conversion is just the beginning of that, which is God is going to do in your life over the period of time that you're alive here on planet Earth in this present world system. And from conception to perfection, we are growing, right? We're growing in grace and truth. We're growing in God. We're maturing. At least that's what we're supposed to be doing, right? There are a lot of hindrances to that. Demons will hinder your growth. Demons will sabotage your growth. Demons will get in the way of a lot of things that could happen in your life. But that's why we've been given the authority over them, though. But anyway, we're supposed to be growing, and we're supposed to be going from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from strength to strength. And, you know, some people, you know, go on, you know, for years and never change at all, you know, because, you know, they don't pursue growth. They don't pursue God. They don't desire it. There's a lot of reasons some people never grow much. But to be on the cutting edge and to be maturing in the 21st century of which we're living in, we're going to have to stand in the name while we speak in the name. Okay, you get that? We're going to have to stand in the name while we speak in the name. Many proclaim his name and even call themselves by his name, but they don't stand in the name. Therefore, they can't effectively speak in the name. See? You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to clarify a little bit more. Have you sensed that you have a lot of inadequacy in your life? Are you content to live with it? How about your weaknesses, your impotence, or have you begun to cry out for his omnipotence? See, there's the key right there. Are you crying out for his omnipotence? Huh? Are you crying out for his power, his delivery power, his signs and wonders in your life? See? Did you know that that man used to believe that the sun revolved around the earth? It was a shock to discover that the sun was the center. The sun was the center. You hear what I'm saying there? Let's go to Malachi 4, read our first verse tonight. Malachi 4:2, it says, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts." So let me just tell you like it is here. It just doesn't work right until the sun is the center of everything, right? That's it. Hell, that's the way it's got to be. It doesn't work right until then. Too many Christians want to be the center. That doesn't work. Jesus has to be the center. We revolve around Jesus. We live from Jesus. Everything, including God, must adjust to their little world. That's the way some people are. And in fact, these people, a lot of them think they know more than God. They would never say that, right? But they, in a way, they think their way is better than God. I mean, you know, what God is doing won't fit into that pin-sized mentality, pinhead-sized mentality of someone that is functioning in that manner. See, part of the problem is this. Until recently, and some are still saying it, but this is the American gospel today. Come to Jesus, God loves you, he'll meet all your needs. And when they accept Jesus, he'll, on these terms, they receive a man-centered gospel, a man-centered God. But is that really true? I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures here in a minute that say that's not true. Okay? The plan of God centers on God and around God. It doesn't center around us. And so many have heard God has done all this for man. It's all been for man. Nothing. Now, this is just not true, and it's a carnal projection of the gospel, and there's a lot of carnal gospel going on because there's a lot of demons involved in the work of gospel ministry today to water down the gospel, turn the gospel around, and to make it a man-centered thing, to strip it of its power. See, a man-centered ministry is ever preaching what Jesus can do for you. Jesus-centered ministry tells you that, you know, Jesus is Lord. But man-centered, you know, oh, what Jesus is going to do for me next, you know. His lordship, his kingship, not just his high priestly ministry. See, we got to look at the whole picture here. He's Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Yeah, we're not Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is, right? Revelation 4:11. Let's give you a couple scriptures here. Say what this truly is about. It's about our God, and we will worship him forever and ever. And if you're not comfortable worshiping him forever and ever, then maybe you don't want to be a Christian, right? Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to worship God forever and ever. Revelation 4:11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are created. They were, they are, and were created. See? That's why they were created, not for, you know, just for us. And so if we're thinking it's just all about us, then we've missed something here, okay? And there's another one, Romans 11:36. And that's what we've got a lot of, is this man-centered stuff. And, you know, it's failing them. You know, people that have decided to walk that way, it's failing them, and they don't understand why it's not, this man-centered gospel's not working. Romans 11:36, for of him and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Of him and to him forever. See? And so if we serve him for what he does, and we're going to get into the mind here in a minute, and all of that about the demons and how they're working in people's minds, but I just want to start out with this so we can make some adjustments if necessary. Some Christians are just arrogant in their belief that it all centers around them, but it doesn't. Okay? And if we serve him for what he does, but never see him as he is, we're not going to be the 21st century last day overcomer that we're supposed to be in the manner that he would have us to be. You know, we need to cry out, Lord, search our true motives, Lord, because we'll only continue to produce what we are. See, and if our motives are wrong, if we've got some hidden motives in there, that we've got some carnal, natural man motives that are all about us and putting us above even the Lord and other Christians, huh? See, many churches I've visited in the past when, you know, there was time in the past, I was always visiting a different church because I was traveling the whole country for this company that I was with, and I traveled all over the country going into all these different churches everywhere, but, you know, came testimony time then, and I still visit what I can, but testimony time, this is what you'd hear. Oh, I thank God he saved me. Oh, thank God he, money came to me. Oh, thank God he healed me. Oh, praise the Lord, he baptized me in the Holy Ghost 10 years ago. So, you know, we should ask, are we serving him for his presence that he gives or for his very presence and who he is? Oh, but I love the Lord. I love him because he saved me. He blessed me financially. Oh, really? Well, if that's one frame of mind, then he loves the giver, okay? He loves the giver, the high priest who helps mankind, but not the King of Kings who is the creator and master over all. See, we've got to see the bigger picture here. He does these things for us. He wants to bless us, and he does bless us abundantly. And it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, but let's put him in his proper place and exalt him as he should be exalted. You know, we're all so small. You know, we're all so small. Why do we stubbornly try to be so big? You know, I don't want to upset anybody here tonight, but, you know, there are so many who love God for one reason, what he'll do for them and what he has done for them. And you know, that's a good reason. And as babes in Christ, we all start there. But, you know, as we start to grow and mature, and God has called all of us to grow and mature, we can't stay there if we want to truly know him more. If we want to know his real personhood and power, we're going to have to know who our real God is. Here's some more scriptures here. Look at Hosea 6:3. Go back to Hosea, which might take you a little while to find, huh? Yeah. It's after the book of Daniel. Hosea. There we go. Now we're going to go to chapter 6, verse 3. It says, then shall we know if we follow on to know who? The Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. And then Jeremiah, back to Jeremiah 42, a few pages backward, and we'll read verse 3. Jeremiah 42:3, that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk and the thing that we may do. You know, just come to Jesus. You'll never have to suffer. You'll never have any more problems. You'll never have to hurt. You'll never have to sacrifice. Everything will be all right. As long as you just get born again. And he'll come any minute to rescue you out of here, out of your troubles and pressures and problems. You won't have to go through anything. I just heard some rapture preacher on the radio preaching that, oh, we're not going to be here for any of this. We're going to be out of here before the Antichrist ever even appears, and we'll be gone before all this happens. We'll be up in heaven celebrating. And I'm sorry, that is just not the gospel at all. Somebody's just been reading something. I don't know, like too much Hal Lindsey, too much Tim LaHaye, too much something, but it's not in the Word that way, okay? He brings you through the problems. He brings you through the flood, through the fire, through the thing, and God is going to bring us through this, and we will have the mark and seal of God upon us. So these last day things, they're not going to affect it, just like it didn't affect the children of Israel when they went through the time on Egypt, remember? All the plague came on Egypt, but it didn't come on the children of Israel, and they aren't going to come on us either. We have the seal of God. But anyway, that's a different subject. But, we need to understand, following Jesus is going to cost you. It's going to cost you your life. It's going to cost you everything, you know? And men and women who truly know him have entered and entered the kingdom living, they can't just live in those kind of beliefs. There's so much more to this than that, okay? So much more. Jeremiah 29, let's just read another one. 29:13 of Jeremiah. We'll go over there. 29:13, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. How many people are seeking for God with all their heart today? There are so many hindrances to people seeking God. There's so many demons that want to get in the way, hinder, block, and subdue people where they cannot seek the Lord with all that they could, okay? And so most aren't, though, they aren't seeking him that much. Instead, they take what some preacher says or some book written from the man-centered gospel, and then they wonder, you know, why after they've tried all the formulas, the principles, the patterns, they still feel frustrated and empty. Something's wrong there, see? Listen, Daniel saw two kinds of Christians in the last days in the 21st century, the times we're living in, I believe. And I want to go over to the book of Daniel and show you what he said. So he shows two kinds of Christians. A lot of people think, oh, he only showed one kind, that they were going to wear out the saints in the last days. I'll read that one. That is there. Daniel said, but he also shows you some other kind of Christian too there. And I want to read that too. 7:25, and he shall speak great words against Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hands, into, you know, a time and times and the dividing of time. And so we see here another time of Christian in these latter days is go on to chapter 11, verse 32. And we'll see, you know, what I want to walk as and plan to walk as now and am walking as. And here what we see. And verse 32 of chapter 11, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flattery. But the people that do know their God, see, here's the key. You've got to know your God, shall be strong and do exploits. See? That's the key here. And that's what a lot of Christians are lacking. They don't know God. Okay, I remember this one woman we've tried to minister deliverance to. She'd been out, you know, at Bethel, a student at Bethel out there, you know, and got a lot of wrong teaching, wrong ideas about things. She had to hear the voice of God every morning when she got up. She had to hear the voice of God tell her exactly what clothes to put on. And she was getting concerned because she wasn't always hearing the voice telling her what clothes to get out of her closet and put on every day, see? And so she's one delivering. And she was hearing other voices, too. I mean, you know, once you start on down that road, you know, the demons will accommodate you, okay? But anyway, so those who, you know, really follow God and go on to know God, these are the overcomers in these latter times that we're living in. And I'm telling you, we have to get hungry. Okay, and we got to stay hungry. I'm still hungry. I've been hungry all my Christian life, and I'm still feeding on Jesus, still seeking him. I'm reading, you know, scripture and loving the word of God, and I just read it and read it, read it. Don't even want to put it down in the mornings when I get up and read, you know. I don't want to put it down. And spending time in prayer every day, you know, hour in with the Lord every morning to start the day. This is important, folks. We got to get hungry, okay? And you can't do it just out of rote. You got to do it because you're hungry. You know, a lot of people do it legalistically, and they don't get anything out of it. They wonder what you know, the problem is. Well, because they're doing it as works. They're not doing it because they're seeking God with all their heart. They love the Lord, and they want to seek him. You know, there's a lot of things that religion has put into people, religious devils have put into, you know, people, and they function from those religious devils, and they think they're seeking God. They think they're pleasing him. But they're really just doing what religious spirits want them to do, okay? And so Daniel saw these two kind of Christians, okay? Those who serve him for all his presence are, you know, being worn out. And they flock to anyone who just lay hands on them and patch up their old man or, you know, give them some fresh word that they hope is from heaven anyway. Now, you know, they're beggars. They're cup rattlers from coast to coast, you know. And there's more to the relationship with God than just rattling your cup for the next thing he's going to give you, folks. You know, you need to throw off your beggar's garment. Know him. Be an overcomer. That's what we're called to be in these days. And in order to be an overcomer, we're going to have to learn to do spiritual warfare and be effective at it, okay? We've got to learn to get somewhere with it, bind and loose. Use the keys of the kingdom. Step out into the realm that God has provided for you to walk in, see, as an end-time overcomer. Genesis 32:28. Let's read another one here. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast thou power with God and with men and hast prevailed. So what happened here? You know, we're to be, you know, Israelites, princes, the sons of a king, prevailers, overcomers, those who know God and do exploits, see? And this is what happened, you know, when we really get a hold of God, he changes us, and he changes our name from self-centered, self-focused, and, you know, all about what we can get out of God to, you know, a woman with power with God, you know? He changed Jacob's name to Israel, right? And hallelujah. God called us to be, you know, those who glorify him, you know? God is not a glorified Santa Claus or Satan Claus or whatever, you know, that you can spell Satan with that word, you know? Santa Claus or manager of a heavenly department store where we just pick and choose, you know, at our leisure, and it's all about, you know, we go shopping anytime we want in God's department store. And, yeah, he did say, you know, you ask what you will, it shall be given. I'm not downplaying that, because he said, though, you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all the things are added. See? And who's the kingdom of God but Jesus? You know, Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit are the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is within us because of the Holy Spirit in us. He is the God of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of the whole earth. And let's transcend from the present level to the presence level. Yeah, living in his presence is fullness of joy. See, many of us, you know, many people have spirits of pride. They're arrogant. We think we know more than others, even though we might not admit that. We want to think that way, and that our way is the right way, you know. And in our arrogance, sometimes, you know, we think that we're even hearing God, but we are hearing ourselves or another spirit, another Jesus, like the Bible says, even though there is not another Jesus. A lot of people think they're hearing Jesus when they're not hearing Jesus. However, you know, we have run across spirits in deliverance that have called themselves Jesus. If you've been doing deliverance any amount of time, you're going to run into spirits that call themselves Jesus. They're lying spirits who deceive people and make them believe wrong things and do wrong things. But, you know, when people walk arrogantly as Christians and superior to others and think our way is the right way and others are the wrong and we are the right, another spirit may be ministering to us other than the Spirit of God, all right? Because what is arrogance? It's exaggerated self-esteem, exaggerated self-importance, see? And, you know, people who are arrogant, they try to leave every conversation and situation with them being in control, you know, and they always want to show that they're better. And they're too proud, really, to admit that their own weaknesses and or recognize anyone else's strengths, but as far as that goes, too, you know, they want to recognize that you have strengths that they don't. They have a hard time with that if they're arrogant. And, yeah, they're arrogant. They think they could teach others, but it's hard for them to receive teaching. It's hard for them to be taught, see? And so what is the enemy of the arrogant is the bold, confident Christian who's just, you know, confident in Jesus and they're just rested in Christ. And the arrogant, they don't understand, you know, that person who's willing to let everybody else be who they are in God, you know, and they don't have to, you know, and let them, you know, even though they have their faults and failures, you know, they don't criticize them all. They don't walk around superior. They're just confident in Jesus. They believe the word. They just, you know, and that threatens them. Okay? Yeah. See, one thing we always need to do is give God all the glory. Always give him the glory. See, we credit others and God especially for anything that we accomplish, really. We give God all the glory. We don't take any glory. We can't do that. See? And see, God is, of course, you got to remember, God is in the business of taking nobodies and making them somebody. He wants to take you and make you into something. Right? But, you know, we got to let go of our way and take on his way, see? You know, everybody, you know, look at the people in the Bible. Were they all great people when God got a hold of their life? No, he made them. He made them, see? And God wants to make us, see? He makes us to somebody. We don't make ourselves somebody, see? He makes us. If he wants to put us in the ministry, he makes us. And, you know, Paul said, God put me into the ministry. See, God did the work in Paul. He did it. It was a work of grace. See, so if he put you into the ministry, let him put you in there. Quit trying to force yourself into the ministry. God will put you into the ministry in his way, his timing, and he will make you the man or woman of God that he wants you to be. See, if you'll let him and yield to that, you know, I'll tell you, we need to always be teachable. We can't get to the place where, you know, we can't be taught. We're superior to other people. And no, not there. Yeah. I don't care how long you walk, and I've walked into a long time, you know. I'm still wanting to learn more and get more, and I'm still teachable and still correctable. See, these things are important, okay? So sometimes the arrogant think we know better than God, or that God in us is, you know, superior to God and our brothers and sisters, you know. God in me is superior to brother so-and-so over there, or sister so-and-so, you know. And that's not true. It's the same God. We're not superior to each other, you know. And we could be in self-deception and not even know it. You know, I've known many who have been and are, and no one can tell them anything about their condition. You know, hey, it's time to humble ourselves, folks. I mean, really humble ourselves and let Jesus truly, truly speak to us. I mean, that is such an important part of living the Christian life. Total dependence, not on ourselves, not on what we know, but what he is and what he knows and who he is and, you know, all that. And, you know, I'm convinced after a person has received a measure of deliverance and got rid of some things, you know, that they know that they had in them, it's like going out into the unknown territory, you know. It's like stepping out somewhere, you know, that you've never been before. Because there are areas and levels of demons in your life that you have not been able to get to until those demons that have been removed, and you're going into uncharted territory. You know, a lot of times you don't even know you have them in them inside of you. See, it's a new frontier, and we may then see that we really don't know as much as we thought we knew either. You know, when we go into that kind of territory, and there are things in people that people are just simply not aware of, and they can't see, and they won't deal with in many cases because they don't really even want to admit they're there in a lot of cases. They may even make excuses and justify what's still there because they like what's still there too. That's another area too that is often the case. They're holding on to what's still there in them, and they want to justify what's still there in them to remain there. You know, so often I've spoken with devils and Christians, you know, over the years, and you know, I'm not talking about in a deliverance session either, by the way. I'm talking about in a conversation, and spirits are speaking through them instead of the person, for the person is in agreement so much with their indwelling spirit that they don't even know it in their mind. Their mind does not compute that this is a demon talking instead of them. They think it's them talking when it's really a spirit talking through them. In conversations at church, I've had conversation with people, and I knew it was a spirit talking through them, okay? And yeah, that's happened so many times I couldn't count them all, okay? And in conversations with believers in various places of life, or you know, in public places, et cetera, et cetera, I have conversed with a spirit, and I knew it was a spirit. They may not have known it was a spirit, probably didn't know it was a spirit, because people really don't recognize all that is within them, okay? They don't, unless they're really going deeper and deeper in this and further, a lot of things they just don't see, because the devil is so sneaky. He's so subtle. See? And Paul said in 2 Corinthians, remember, 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. How many know a lot of Christians are ignorant of his devices today? Let's just face it, that they're just plain ignorant of the devices of Satan. There's so many tricks of the trickster that he's been doing this for thousands of years, and he's been fooling the human race and tricking the human race and manipulating them and dwelling in them secretly so that people don't know that he's in their minds. And Paul said he was not ignorant of Satan's devices. Okay? The devices here is noema in the Greek, and it means thoughts that were planted or spirits that were planted in the mind. See? And so I'm concerned that even though Paul, you know, was not ignorant, that many Christians are ignorant today, see, And that's what I see. And one reason, of course, is they're just simply not in the Word like they need to be in the Word of God. You know, if you don't pick up your Bible, then how are you going to ever develop discernment of spirits and find out what's dwelling and attached to your own mind? Because only through the Word can you develop discernment, the Word and the Holy Spirit quickening the Word to you. You develop discernment of spirits, and the gift of discernment of spirits is also released in your life, see? Oh, yeah. So they miss the thoughts that the enemy plants, and the spirits that get embedded there, and they think them as their own. They think it's all part of me. This is just the way I am. This is just the way I was raised. This is just the way I think. Help us, Lord, to discern the hidden spirits in the mind, right? And we just think that we have discernment of spirits sometimes. We desperately need this to operate within individuals to discern their own thought life and what's in their own mind. See, cry out to God for discernment of spirits. Ask God to give you the gift of discernment of spirits as well as developing discernment of spirits so that you walk in discernment much of the time anyway, much more of the time than you have in the past, see? Because we need discernment of spirits to operate. Amen? Amen. We do. Matthew 4. We'd recognize a whole lot of things more. And sometimes we don't want to see all the things that we see when we have discernment of spirits. I know there's sometimes that I haven't wanted to see all that I've seen. It's just been too much over the years that I've seen that I didn't really want to see it. I'd rather believe better of things, better of people, better of situations. But through discernment of spirit, we saw what was operating. And it wasn't at all pretty. Matthew 4:1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Jesus was led up of the Spirit, where? Into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. What is going on here? That doesn't fit with the modern-day gospel. You know, how many Christians want to be led by the Spirit up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil and to do warfare with the devil and learn how to fight? But it's a necessary part before you go out there and begin to conquer and be more than a conqueror and walk as you're supposed to walk, see? Notice Jesus was led by the Spirit. Huh? That's right. He was led by the Spirit to be tempted, or we should say to experience the enemy. That's right. We're not ignorant of the devices of Satan because we've had plenty of encounters with the enemy. We've been led up to deal with the enemy by the Spirit of God so that we can learn to be overcomers of the enemy and to cast out the enemy. See, because before Jesus could enter into his 3.5 years of ministry, he had to understand how the enemy operated, see. And, of course, Jesus knew a lot more than people knew about that because, hey, he was God and he was man. So he had to learn, too, though. And he had to have the personal experience of spiritual conflict and understanding how the unseen powers operate, see. And believers who haven't done that and don't want to do that, and they try to say, oh, the devil's been defeated. The blood of Jesus separates me from him. And say ignorant things like that, really? The Bible says there's not a temptation that has come that is not common to man, and your brothers and sisters throughout the world are all suffering these various kinds of temptation. Don't tell me that you're not ever going to have to deal with the enemy. You know, a lot of people don't want to admit that they have to. They don't want to let the Spirit lead them up so they can have, you know, discernment of spirits and understand how the enemy operates so they cannot go around and say, yeah, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. Yeah, we don't want to be ignorant of Satan's devices. I don't like all the learning that I've had to learn, but hey, I'm still learning too, you know. So it's with Christians today, so it is. And we need to have our understanding of the enemy and how he operates, that the Holy Spirit may just lead you into battle. Okay, so you can begin to overcome. Have you personally experienced the enemy yet? Have you engaged in battle with him as Jesus did and come out with a victory under your belt, man? Have you come out on the other side of this thing and victorious? If not, don't even think about fighting on the front lines of Christianity, man. Because you're going to get whipped. And a lot of Christians have, and a lot of them are backsliding today. We keep hearing about all these people that are backsliding and compromising and slipping into compromised positions where all this homosexual LGBTQ agenda is. They're just You know, what's going on with Christians that they've got such a compromise going in that area, and even in the abortion area too? What's wrong with them? That could there be a bunch of demon strongholds still in their mind? Could there be a lot of little foxes already in there destroying the vine? Because, you know, what's up with that pastor that killed himself because he was found out that he was, you know, transgender online, but he was pastoring this and being a mayor of a town, and, oh, they found out, he ended up killing himself a week later. You know, boy, what demons were working on that man? A lot of them, I tell you, for that to have taken place. So, a lot of Christians, you know, they've not been to the school of the Holy Spirit. You know, why do you think so many missionaries come back to the States like whipped puppies? I mean, they're all beat up, man. They got picked up a bunch of devils. And, you know, they've not been through the school of the Holy Spirit taking them into the wilderness to learn to deal with the enemy. And they go out into these pagan places where, you know, all manner of witchcraft is going on. Not to say that that isn't going on in America, because it is. It's just in various forms. Right, but it's still going on here. But they go where the witch doctor is operating, and they have powerful spells and jinxes and things that they could do, and they get these things on them, or they bring in these little trinkets of things and bring them home from the mission field with them and curse themselves, and they wonder why they're suffering the curses. Then they get back here and struggling so hard. Well, they brought cursed objects into their home. They brought them back from the mission field. They brought them back from these foreign countries. Where there's a lot of these little things, that idols, and different, you know, artifacts, different trinkets, different little, images, and many words for them, okay? And they don't see that these things are attached to spirits, or spirits are attached to them. And it brings them into bondage in their minds and their bodies, and even sickness and disease on their bodies. So we need to, maybe they've been to a seminary or a cemetery, but hey, they've been to no real spiritual life warfare or spiritual conflict before they went over there, and Jesus didn't take them into battle before they went out and faced the real enemy out there in ways that they'd never faced there before. Oh my, you know. So Jesus, he faced the enemy, and then he went out and did 3.5 years of work and faced the enemy throughout that whole time. All right? And he learned by personal experience how to overcome the enemy. Have we? We all need that, folks, if you haven't had that. If you haven't been in the heat of the battle, then how are you going to win? I remember my early days as a Christian. I had the very presence of evil come against me as I was a new Christian and came into my room one time, and I could hardly get the word Jesus out of my mouth as I engaged with the evil. And I knew very little, if anything, about warfare at that time. I just knew Jesus, and I used the name of Jesus at this thing. And it was so thick in the room, the evil that was in the room at that time. But, you know, I got the word Jesus out, and I did it again and again and again, and I began to personally experience battle with the enemy, you know, as I was led into battle, and the thing had to go, see, had to leave, and the air cleared up, and we faced him so many times since, I can't even begin to count them, okay? And Paul did too, you know, before he went forth, and see, so what people deal with in life, you know, are real encounters with evil, not just a little make-believe, fairy-believe, fairy world of fantasy, like, you know, people watch stuff like that on TV. That stuff's real, folks. I mean, you know, some of it may be made up, but, you know, there's a real basis for that stuff, fairies and dwarves and elves and, you know, the things that Santa has, Santa's little helpers and all this, Satan's little helpers, right? But anyway, that's another story. But still, this is not just fantasy. It's not a storybook thing. I mean, it's not just make-believe. There's a parallel world that is full of demons and fallen angels who are not here to, make your world better, but to make your world miserable. And to steal, kill, and destroy you, and we have to see past the natural into that realm. We have to become aware of that in our day-by-day life and recognize the level of which our warfare will go. because it's not just a little I rebuke you devil and think that we just won all the battles with just one little I rebuke you devil. And like some people are teaching you, you don't even say it twice if you've won. I mean, no, that's not how it works, see? And the scripture bears with that too. So we engage the enemy and we put him to flight. And if we don't learn it, I mean, he's certainly going to take advantage of your ignorance, see? Because he's taking advantage of a lot of Christians' ignorance today, and he's just beating them up. He's just having them for lunch, breakfast, and dinner, and all the snacks he wants. Because anytime he wants to, he devours, see? Steals, kills, and destroys, and devours the ignorant, right? My people perish for a lack of knowledge, and there's so much knowledge to be had, yet people are too busy living their own life, doing their own thing, that they just give God a little time, so they don't have the knowledge. They don't take the time with Jesus. They don't take the time to go deeper in him. See, if we ignore the devil and say, oh, Christ whipped him on the cross, he is not going to go away, okay? Until you take your authority, God gave us authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by means hurt it. But we have to take and walk in that authority if we expect that to be the case, see? And he'll sneak up on you, too. You got to be on guard. You never take your armor off. I don't want to hear anybody tell me that I get up every morning and put on my armor, because what you do, take it off last night while you slept. You've heard of incubus, succubus, night spirits, water spirits, the spirit wife, spirit husband, terror by night. You know, you've heard of those? Hello? You don't take your armor off ever, because if you do, you're going to be devoured while your armor is off. See, I keep it on. I mean, who would ever take off the breastplate of righteousness anyway? I'm righteousness of God all the time. Why would I ever take that off? Why would I ever need to put it back on once I put it on? See? You know, who would ever put down the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God? I mean, really, would you want to? I realize that's something you attack the enemy with the Word, too, as well as defend yourself with that. But the shield of faith, really, would we want to let go of that? Would you, the breastplate, you know, really? I mean, the helmet of salvation, would we ever take off your helmet of salvation? Are you going to be saved in the morning when you put it on, but all night you were lost? So you got all kinds of freaky dreams and lustful dreams while you had your helmet off and you weren't saved because you didn't have your helmet of salvation on? Come on. I mean, what kind of thinking is that? I remember way back they had all these teachers thinking that every morning you get up and put your armor on. Really? Come on. That doesn't even line up here with the Word of God. You never take your salvation off. You never take your righteousness off. You never take your feet off, really, that are shod with the gospel. Anyway, there's a little humor here, but anyway, moving on. So, yeah, you could say Christ whipped him on the cross, you know, all day long and get no victory over him. You know, you have to take this authority that he gave you. You know, so there are levels of demonic operation that people just don't even know about, you know, because they haven't been allowed to be taught about it. They haven't allowed God the time to teach them about these things. See, otherwise, some of you would not have let him speak through you too, right? When he spoke through you, right? Does demons speak for Christians? See, Satan and his forces work in your minds to attempt to corrupt your mind. See, that's what, you know, he's a corrupter. And corruption is what is going on there when he's working in your mind. He's trying to corrupt the mind with his pollution and his filth and his doubt, his unbelief, his fear. All of these things would corrupt the mind. What he can bring in there is to corrupt. It's not to build up. It's not to make you stronger. It's there to corrupt the mind. Okay? Look at this here, 11:3 of 2 Corinthians. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be what? Corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. He wants to take away the simplicity that's in Christ and corrupt that as well. So you can see what we're talking about here. Amen? Satan and his forces work in the mind. He does it subtly so that you don't even recognize his working there. I remember he spoke through a sincere Peter, right? Peter, you said, oh, you know, get behind me, Satan, I see you. You know, this is not Peter. This is a demon talking to, or the devil himself talking through Peter. Jesus saw it. Jesus discerned it. He had discernment of spirits. He recognized it. He went out to face the enemy at the beginning of his ministry. He recognized the devil, right? And we will too if we'll let God take us into that place where we confront him and deal with him and face him. See? His forces, that is. You probably won't face Satan himself. Unlikely. But you face some of his forces, right? So, yes, Peter was so sincere. Peter didn't know. He didn't recognize that the devil was talking through him and had control of his voice box and his mind. And a lot of Christians don't recognize it either, a lot of times. And maybe they don't ever recognize it because they have no discernment of what's going on. And you might be sincere, too, when maybe something's speaking through you and you think you know what you're saying, and yet it could be a demon, see, that you have not been delivered from. See? So don't say, oh, yeah, but not me. That would happen to me. Yeah. Hey, don't be arrogant. Remember, what did we talk about? That's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about that arrogancy at the beginning. And so that we can all say, I need more, God. I need more delivered. I need more freedom. I need to get more cleaned up. I need to have more discernment. I need more, God. See? We can't get so arrogant that we think, well, I've gone past that. You know, I know more than that now. You know, I don't even say that. I've been in 40 years of pastoring, you know, and I don't even say that. I know I got more to have of God and more I need all the time. So demons have probably spoken to all of us at one time or another, and that might be hard to admit, but, hey, you know, it's more common than you think, right? And so 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, remember that one? We ought to always remember that. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. See, this is the mind battle. See? This is talking about the mind battle. This is what we're talking about. So have you bought or do you bring every thought into captivity to judge it, where it comes from? Did that come from the devil? Did that come from me? Did that come from Jesus? The Holy Spirit speaking to me out of my spirit, see? Where did that come from? Where did that, am I judging my thoughts, or are you just letting them just flood your mind daily? And you just kind of speak them out sometimes, and other times you might not, but you think them, and you let them mull around in your mind and go around in there and mess with your mind. See? Yeah. What are water spirits? There's a lot of water spirits, all kinds of water spirits, really. There's a lot of water spirits that are very active in Africa. People will sit on the Pat Holiday tells of the water spirits, because the people sit on the, she's passed on to be with the Lord, but she tells stories of going over to Africa and the water spirit, the person's body will be sitting there and be animated by demons while the person goes down into the water kingdom of devils down there under the water. And the water spirits will visit people at night with sexual things and will try to manipulate their minds and even terrify them and try to take them into places that you've heard of astral projection, that, you know, that's people leaving their body and spirits taking them places. And anyway, I'm not going to get into all of that tonight because that's not the direction I'm going, but yeah, you ask what they are. That's a little tiny bit. So the enemy does it so sneaky, you know, because the devil is sneaky, because he's referred to as that old serpent, the devil. He slithers in. He slithers around in there. Yeah, he's slithering around. So we've got to bring every thought into captivity to see where is it coming from. And we need to check the thoughts out. And that's hard for most people because they don't have that kind of discipline in their thought life. See, they've let their thought life just, you know, just go freely, you know, so to speak, or do whatever, you know, and the thoughts just come and go, you know, as they please. And people give in to those thoughts. So it's important, number one, don't give in to a thought until you have examined or judged that thought. And number two, make sure you want to own that thought, right, before you give it voice or give it place in your life and speak it out and put it into action. And of course, next is spit the thought out, man. If it's the devil, spit it out, man. Spit it out and say, no, devil, not receiving that. No, devil, not going to receive that. Spit it out. Spit it out. Spit it out quickly, too, because the enemy works through your mind, your thoughts, to attack a person's whole life, see. His entryway is through the mind, see. And of course, he wants to destroy the body, soul, and spirit. That's what he's after. Every bit of it in the soul is the mind, will, and emotion. And the spirit, and then the heart is the joining between the soul and the spirit, right? And so, hey, he's after your family, your friends, your job, your finances, your health, your wealth, your everything, see? And that's why you better get a hold of your thoughts, you know? You could be like the walking dead, right? You're not going to be because you're born again. I mean, the lost person is truly a zombie, truly a walking dead because they're living in darkness, they're walking in darkness, and God brought us into his marvelous light out of darkness into his marvelous light, right? So, some were led around by what goes on in their head, though. Really is kind of a zombie-type person, see? Because they're not testing anything, they're not trying anything, they're just letting the thoughts lead them around. Yeah, the devil can put a hook in their mind and lead them around. See, the human mind is still a mystery to humanity. You don't fully understand your mind. I don't fully understand my mind. No one has yet figured out, nor has anyone totally mastered the human mind. You know, they try to master it through using occult methods, you know, with silver mind control and different, you know, things that people do in the occult to master their minds and to so-called, what they're doing is allowing demons to work through the mind. So when they bend the spoon by their mind, but they're bending it with demons. Demons are bending the spoon. The person is not bending the spoon, you know, and all these things like that. Again, I'm can only touch lightly on a lot of this stuff, but you know this stuff is going on. And so psychologists would like to have you think that they are professional mind masters, but I'm telling you, they are so deceived when they think that, okay? The devil has deceived because where did they get their education from? You got to think, did they get their education from Jesus, or they get it from some worldly system of darkness, some school that is, you know, and who wrote the books, right? Who wrote psychology books? You know their names, right? We could go into that, but listen, you know, and they're going to give you medication to fix you? Really? No, all they're doing with the medication is subduing the demons. They're not healing you and fixing you. See, but the reality, they're not professional mind masters, but the reality is that they've simply learned a lot of demonic garbage and foolishness. And, I know there's people that call themselves Christian psychiatrists and psychologists, and I'm not going to get into that because I don't believe that there's such thing, really. I mean, you might be a Christian and you might be practicing psychology, but really psychology did not come from Jesus. All right, so I'm not going to go into that part of it, but I don't believe it is anyway. And it might seem logical and reasonable, but God doesn't function within the logic and reason of mankind. Remember, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways his thoughts are higher and wiser than ours, and his ways are, you know. So if one would just meditate on Proverbs day and night, a person would be wiser than going to this world's greatest psychiatrist and PhDs or whatever letters they have after their name, professors, really professors, you're gonna, and whatever, you know, one puts after their name, in the minefield, right? And it is a minefield too, you know, as well as the minefield, M-I-N-D and M-I-N-E. So there's a lot of minds in the mind, a lot of minds in that demonic minds in the mind. And Jesus would not prescribe pharmakia for a person's mind. He would simply cast the devil out and heal the mind, wouldn't he? Isn't that what Jesus would do? I mean, Jesus went about, you know, healing the sick, casting out the devils, taking care of people's minds that were messed up. You don't think he was doing that too? You don't think he dealt with homosexuals? You don't think he dealt with all these things? Hey, sin was still around right back then, just like it is today, okay? So you got to cast down these vain imaginations, okay? Spit out those lying vanities. Reject those fear thoughts that try to plague your mind and keep you living in fear so he can keep you in his bondage, in his grips. You know, when you live in fear, you're in the devil's grip, see? And he's keeping you in bondage. That's why, you know, God didn't give you a spirit of fear, so that ought to tell you where the spirit of fear came from. So therefore, you ought to be busy casting out that spirit of fear until you get it all gone. See? We don't want to hold on to fears. Because we know they didn't come from Jesus, because he said, I didn't give you that fear. I don't give you a spirit of fear. He says, fear not, fear not, fear not. So we need to reject these fear thoughts. Get rid of this, you know, dead thinking, this zombie-type thinking, and cast out these devils. They're not our friends. They never will be our friends. They will always be our enemies, and they will always plan evil against us, and they're always planning evil, even if they may not be doing it at the very moment. They're planning it, and it will come to pass if we allow them to permit them to continue to do their evil work, right? So that's right. We got to get rid of this stuff. These things that were planted by someone or something else other than God or human. It comes from darkness, and the devil wants to keep our mind dark instead of the light being allowed to shine in the mind. What does the Bible say about the mind? To renew our mind, to the renewing of our mind with the word of God, see? The renewing of the spirit of our mind as well, see? There's a spirit of the mind that has to be also renewed and brought into proper alignment with our personal spirit where Jesus is dwelling, see? The Bible speaks in Ephesians of the spirit of the mind, see, as well. So, hallelujah. Let's read another scripture here because we're running out of time. Jeremiah, go back there. I want to finish this up. There's probably more than I can cover here or what I want to cover tonight. But Jeremiah, go to 17, verse 5. Jeremiah 17. Okay, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Well, he's just living under a curse. That's what most of mankind is doing, because they're not, if you think you can handle all this alone, you're definitely opening yourself up for a curse, right? We cannot handle it alone. And if you think that, you know, we don't have any devils in our mind and we've got all of them, all of it figured out, that going back to that self-superiority stuff, that arrogancy, you know, and you're really setting yourself up to get worse, really, if you're going in that direction. Because all of us still need more deliverance. None of us are completely, you know, none of us completely are free from all demons. That is a progressive work of grace. You know, it's the chosen bread. You don't just eat bread one time and say, well, I don't ever need any more bread. Well, no, Jesus said it's the chosen bread. So bread is an ongoing process throughout our lifetime. We still need deliverance. None of us completely control our thought life completely. Have full control there. We're still gaining in that area. We're still overcoming. We're still learning. We're still doing warfare for our minds, okay? Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. You know, keep yourself trusting in Jesus. Keep that mind of yours stayed on Jesus. Okay, all the time, put your mind on him. Put your mind on him. Or when you don't, you know what you do. You say things you don't want to say. You do things you don't want to do. You hurt people you don't want to hurt by your words or your actions. And what are they? They are the result of what? Implanted thoughts or demons still in you that, you know, that have not been cast out. See, that plant the thoughts in the mind because they're in your mind anyway. The spirits are. See? So what did demons do? They drive you inward. That's one thing demons can do. They will drive you inward. And when a person thinks about themselves all the time, they're inward. You know, their life all the time, they're sure to be under demonic influence and control to some degree because demons drive us inward. And the Holy Spirit leads us outward toward Christ. He leads us to Christward. He leads us to Jesus. He leads us to being filled with the Holy Spirit. We don't just get filled once, even though we do have the initial infilling of the Holy Spirit. But the Bible says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be not drunk with wine. Don't be drunk on Babylon. Don't be drunk on the world system, but be filled with the Spirit. You know, and Paul says, I speak in tongues more than you all. He was always speaking in tongues. You find Paul hanging around over there. He's just speaking in tongues, right? He did it more than all of them. He is speaking in tongues. That's important. He liked to stay in the Spirit because, he is speaking mysteries in the Spirit. He was stepping over into the Spirit. So be filled with the Spirit. Keep on praying in tongues. Don't neglect that. If you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit and have your prayer language, use it. Don't let it just lie dormant. Use it every day. Thank you, Jesus. I do. I pray in tongues every day. So keep that mind stayed on Jesus. And so when you become preoccupied with yourself, it's a dangerous place to be. Okay? I mean, see, the human mind, It's just people have not figured it out, right? They haven't figured it out. And Christians who are supposed to be alive in Christ, they often let dead and death-filled thinking fill their minds and rule their minds, even speak them right out all the time out of their mouth. But the mouths are supposed to be holy, right? Be ye holy, even I am holy. I mean, we're led around by what goes on in our brain, which for the most part is more of a demonic influence than a godly influence, see? Yeah. We got to remember that. There's an endless chatter in a lot of people's minds. They do demonic chatter. It's senseless figuring and pondering and thinking. A lot of this foolishness going on in there that goes on and on and on throughout the day, you know, and to get you worried, to get you to dwell on anything other than Jesus, anything other than what is of God, you know. And if we do that, then we could be entering into satanic meditation. If we meditate on these thoughts, we could be entering into satanic meditation, right? Because we're meditating on the things of the enemy. See? All this endless chatter, we start thinking on that. I mean, worry is satanic meditation and exercising of the brain. See, if you continue in this form of meditation, you will pick up the spirit of whatever you're meditating on, right? You worry all day long about the situation with your family. You worry all day long about your marriage. You worry all day long about what you're going to do about the finances. Hey, why don't you just cast those cares on the Lord? Stop worrying about them. Put them on Jesus. Let him handle them. He knows what you have need of. He knows how to fix your family situation. He knows how to heal your marriage. He knows how to do all these things. You worrying about it all day long, being in high anxiety and stress over it, is not going to fix it, but it takes you into meditating in the things that Satan is planting in your mind. See? And what is that going to do for you? Is that going to take you into the Holy of Holies? Don't think so. No. Okay, so when you've been, when you're just preoccupied on all the problems, all the difficulties, all you're going through, you're going to give access to the demonic realms, you know, and you will then listen to the things they plant in your mind, which is not good advice. How many know that demons do not give good advice? Fallen angels don't give good advice. Satan doesn't give good advice. See, only the Holy Spirit could give you good advice, godly advice, because there is none good but God, right? None good but God. So keep the mind stayed on him. That's so important in this battle that we're all engaged in, the battle for the mind. See, what a person thinks about, you know, themselves and their life all the time, you know, they're sure to be under demonic influence and control to some degree. See? Because it's self-focused. And self-focused is not God-focused. I mean, no. If you're self-focused, you're not God-focused. And God told us to focus on him, to put our minds on Christ, to set our face like a flint toward him and be looking at him, focusing on Jesus and thinking the thoughts of the heaven, you know. We Paul said, I was caught up into the third heaven. But, you know, the Bible says we're seated in heavenly places. See, so if we can think of the things of the heaven, you know, the word of God, the things of God, you know, demons continue to just drive us inward, you know, and so demons continue to lead you to be worried and troubled about things and all the burdens and cares of life to get caught up in those things. And God leads us to turn away from those things and turn to him, see? And that was why he told you to cast these cares on the Lord. I mean, Satan would destroy you if you keep on, you know, meditating on what he's putting in there, see? It's just not wise to let your mind go in that kind of direction, if you hear what I'm saying, okay? So demons lead us to be troubled about things. Demons lead us to ponder things that do not get us anywhere spiritually. Demons turn us to, you know, thoughts about us, you know, and us, and, you know, me, myself, and me, myself, and mine. And we need to learn to practice, you know, fully turning to Jesus at all times and thinking and dwelling on him and his thoughts, you know, which is his word. I mean, no, his word, he's exalted his word above his name, the Bible said. That's how important his word is, you know. Not on, you know, dead thoughts, you know, being the walking dead person, dwelling on dead thoughts all the time like the world does. But Christians should walk like the world walks. And then he said, my ways are higher. That means, you know, that they're higher than our polluted thoughts, right? I mean, really, my ways are higher than mankind's way of thinking, because mankind can't think the way that I can think, because his thinking often gets polluted by demons, see? So God's, you know, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. See, they're heavenly thoughts. They're thoughts of another realm, another dimension. They're thoughts of the realm of God. See, but our thoughts have a mixture. You know, we often think of the dead thoughts. We often think of the problems, the works of the devil that he's doing and against our lives, our family lives, our church's lives, or whatever it may be. See, our thoughts are low thoughts. You know, they're not the high thoughts. His thoughts are higher than those kind of thoughts, see. We have a mixture in our minds so much of the time. You know, it's me or thinking, or it's the devil planting thoughts, or it's God speaking up through out of our spirit, see. So we have these mixtures going on. How are we ever going to get this thing straight out, see? So that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about, you know, gaining the victory in our mind and fixing the demonic mind infiltration. The enemy is always infiltrating the mind. But God's thoughts are higher. They're above that infiltration. God's thoughts cannot be polluted like ours can. They cannot be infiltrated like ours can. See? So that's why his are going to be higher than ours, right? And so, you know, we have these polluted by the devil's thoughts, you know, by the devil's ways, by the devil's thoughts, you know. And God, he doesn't have any of that, see? See? Because ours have been so easily influenced by the enemy over the years. So I'm telling you, you know, we have to put a guard up over our mind, see? We have to put up a guard over our mind. This is so important. Because the enemy wants your mind, and he spends a whole lifetime coming after it, see? He spends your whole life, he's always coming after your mind. He's always coming after gaining ground in your mind. Right? Of course he does. But we got to remember, verse 23 of Proverbs 4, the last scripture tonight. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. See? Oh, and also, let's just go back and read the verses before. In verse 30, verse 18, the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. See, we don't want to be like the wicked and stumble around in, like we're in darkness all the time, because we've let so much darkness into our mind. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. See, that's how important his words are. That's how important the word of God is. We need to embrace the word of God like we never have before. You know, start reading more of the Bible. Start meditating on the word more than you ever have before. Start making it a priority in your life. Start being hungry for God's words. See, I love his word. I love, and I'm just increasing the amount that I'm reading even. And I read it a lot, but I'm increasing the amount I'm reading the Bible because I love it so much, and I just want more of that in my mind, because the world is growing more and more polluted as we walk into these last days. And we have to have a unpolluted mind, folks. Our mind needs to be filled with God. And how is that ever going to happen if you never pick up the word, if you never get the word in you? How is it ever going to discern thoughts? Because the word brings discernment. It brings understanding. It brings life. It brings peace. It brings health. It brings solutions where it seems like there is no solution, see? So embrace God's word. And as we do that more and more, we're going to come out on top, see? We're going to come out on top of these thoughts and see, I recognize you. I spit you out in Jesus' name. I spit you out like this guy I worked with. You know, we were new Christians, both of us, in those days, and we worked together and all day long. We'd be working pretty close, you know, side by side some of the time, and across the room, not much farther than we could hear each other talking. I'd hear him say no, and I'd say no, and that was when these thoughts would come in our mind. We knew it was a devil thought, and we would say, no, devil, no, no, we don't receive that thought. And then a little while later, he'd say no over there on his side of the room, and I'd say no on my side, and we know that each other, we was having these thoughts, you know, the enemy attacking. And so we need to learn to say no, devil, right? We need to say no to those thoughts and get them out of our mind. And not let them take up residency there. Not let them be infiltrators of our mind. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this word tonight, Father, as we have come against the darkness in our minds and people's minds tonight to expose the tactics of Satan and the infiltration tactics of darkness and the deception that he brings, Father. We thank you that we've been able to go against that tonight and expose the enemy. And thank you, Lord, that we'll put it into action. Thank you, Lord, that we'll get rid of these spirits and we'll continue to do warfare and continue to walk from the mind of Christ rather than the mind of carnality and the flesh. But, Father, we will pursue the mind of Christ, the spiritual mind that you've given to all of us. We may not be using it, but, Lord, you've given it. And so, Lord, we want to live from that mind. We want to function from the mind of Christ. We want to be aware of the mind of Christ. We want to think the thoughts of the mind of Christ, Father. And we thank you for that. We thank you that they will replace the thoughts of the carnal mind, Father, that they will replace the thoughts of our natural mind. And we will think spiritual thoughts instead of natural, carnal, fleshly thoughts that bring us into more bondage or keep us in the bondage that we're in. Thank you for that. Thank you for delivering us tonight during deliverance, Father. We give you the glory for it and give you all the worship in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen. All right. So we'll be right back in a few minutes here, and we will do some deliverance for some time that we have here. All right. Be right back. Thank you, Jesus.
That I try to make, don't want to make anymore. many easy roads I thought I could take, only left me more lost than before. Lord, it's come to the point where I want nothing less than the best that you have for me. So take hold of my life, make it your own. Help me become everything that you want me to. Take over my heart, make it your own. That I couldn't keep, so many tears cried in vain, so many promises that didn't run deep. Lord, I don't wanna go there again. That's why this time it has to be you, and I'm trusting your strength to come through.
Do some time of deliverance tonight here before we end tonight's time that we have together. We want to get some spirits out. After all, that's what we've been talking about, haven't we? So let's do some and put it in practice tonight in Jesus' name, and get rid of these things in the mind, various things. See where we want to start here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm going to break mind control. Let's break the spirit of mind control. Yeah, we come against the spirit of mind control. We renounce mind control. We break the power of mind control. We break the curse of mind control. And we command the spirits of mind control to come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of mind control. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. Up and out of there. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus is against these spirits of mind control, controlling people's minds. We break that mind control spirit. Come out. Come up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out of there. In Jesus' name, we break mind control grip. We break any bands around your mind. Like people used to wear headbands in the hippie days, right? And people still wear headbands. That means something binding your mind, a lot of cases. Their minds were bound up and they had the mind bands around their mind. We break the mind binding spirits. You come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Come up out of there. Go all the way out, all the way out. All that headband around the head that's binding the mind up and holding it down, holding it back from being all that it should can function in God and being all that God wants it to be. You come out of there. Go, go, go. All those bands around the mind, come out of there. Mind binding spirit, come out. Mind binding spirit, come out of the mind right now. Come out of there. Up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. Mind binding spirit, go, go. Bands around the mind. We break those bands. We break those controls. We break that spirit. You go right now, all the way out, all the way out, up and out of there. Go, 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 go. Let's get rid of the arrogance that we talked about. Any kind of arrogant spirit, any kind of superiority, you know, and they're so subtle, you know, that people just think this is the underlying spirit of their mind many times. Is that arrogant spirit, that superior, that I know more than them, but I'll listen to them, I'll humor them, I'll pay attention to them, but really I know more than that. I have better knowledge than they do. These attitudes, you know, these are bad spirits of the mind that they get in there and hinder us in our growing closer to Jesus. So all that superiority come out of there, all that arrogancy, any form of arrogancy, any form of superiority come out. All the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Come all the way out, up and out of there. All that superiority, come out. All the way out. All that superiority, all that arrogancy, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. It could be pride because of what you do, your work. It could be pride because of your family. It could be family pride, racial pride, whatever. Come out. In Jesus' name, you know, we pick up things from our family line. Sometimes they're prideful family spirits that people pick up, and they carry them all their lives, and they're bonded to those things. See? So we break those curses of those family pride spirits, that family arrogancy. Come out. We break that curse over the family. Come out over you. If you hand it down through the family line. Come out. Come out through no fault of yours, but nevertheless it's there because it was in your family and was passed down. We break the curse of it to the third and fourth generation over you. Come out right now. Come out right now. Family pride. Come out. That family pride. Come out of there all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 come out. All that arrogant spirit, go in Jesus' name. Keep going. The blood of Jesus against you. We break the curse. We break inherited family pride spirits, family racial spirits. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name, go. We break the curse of prejudice, too. You come out being prejudiced that you're superior, though you're prejudiced against those who are not as superior as you. Come out. We break that curse. You go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, come out. Like angels, soar these demons right now. Soar these demons. Soar these demons. All the way out. Spirit of being drowsy all the time or sleepy all the time. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. It's the opposite from insomnia. Come out, all the way out. Come out of there. Go, go, go. Drowsy, sleepy. You come out of there. Go, 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 go. Any smothering spirit, you feel like you're being smothered by demons, you come out. Feel like at times you're being smothered. We break the curse of being smothered. Come out of there. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. Come out. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. All that smothered spirit smothering you. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. All the way. Teeth grinding. Grinding your teeth. Gripping, grinding. clenching, come out of there, all the way out, come 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 out, all the way out, upset the digestive system, upset stomach, come out of there, come out, the stomach gets upset all the time, you come out of there, any spirit lodged in the stomach, you come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Digestive spirits in the digestive system, lodging in the digestive system. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Panic attack. Come out, panic attack. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All those panic attack spirits in the mind having panic attack. Come out, come out. Seizures. Epilepsy, come out, all the way out, come out, epileptic seizures, come out, all seizures, panic attack, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, buzzing in the ears, ringing in the ears, come out of the ears, come out, come out, come out, come out, music in the ears, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out, come out, hearing things in the ears that are not there, come out, all the way out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break our curses over those ears. Those demons got to pop out of those ears right now in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 come out. All the way up out of those ears right now. Go, go, spirit of deafness too. Go, 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 deaf and dumb spirits. Go, 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 go. All the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Paralyzed with fear. Come out. Paralysis with fear. Come out. We break that curse of fear and paralyzed with fear. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out like the deer just stands there when you put the headlight on them and they don't move and their life is in peril. But fear paralyzes people and puts their lives, spiritual life in peril or whatever. You come out of there. Come out. All those paralyzing spirits. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind you. I bind you. I break your hold. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Inability to read the Bible. You come out. Come on. All that distraction of trying to read your Bible. You get distracted by 100 different things or different thoughts just come in and flood your mind. Those spirits of distraction are very active in a lot of Christians because they don't read their Bible. The majority of Christians, they don't read the Bible that much. Come out of there. All distraction spirits, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Those distraction spirits, come out. Always distracting you, even distracting you from accomplishing things that you should be accomplishing in life. There's a distraction there. Come out. All that distraction, come out, 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 come out. Come out, all that distraction, come out, all the way up out of there. They're afraid you're going to displease people, you come out. All that fear of displeasing people or not pleasing them or not having them think well of you, come out of there, go right now, come out, 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 come out. So many people are paralyzed by that. So they don't want people not to like them. They don't want people not to think that they're, you know, a wonderful person or, you know, or whatever. You come out of there. Go right now. Come out of there. Come on. All the way out. Fear of not pleasing people. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All people pleasing spirits. Go, 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 go. We don't have to please everybody all the time, and we may not please everybody else because we walk with Jesus. That's what counts, you know. We're not you know, people pleasing stuff. That falls in the area of comparing ourselves one with another and trying to come out on top, you know, and please everybody, make everybody like us. And that's out of the fear of rejection. You come out of there too, that fear of rejection, fear of failure. Come out right now. Come on. Fear of failure, fear of rejection. Come out. 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 Fear of failure, fear of rejection. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. We break your power. Go out, 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 all the way out, up and out in Jesus' name. You're weakened by the blood of Jesus. You have to go. You're defeated by the blood. Come on, up out of there, up out of the mind, up out of the body. Come out. Keep coming up and out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out, all the way. All the way in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You have to go up and out of there. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on, inability to concentrate, you come out. All the way out. Hard for you to concentrate, come out. Right now, I bind you. You come out of there. Go, go, go. Inability to concentrate. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way. Inferiority complex. Come out. All the way. That inferiority complex. Always feeling inferior to others. The devil beat you with that one for years. Come out. That inferiority complex, I bind you. We break that curse over you. That inferiority. No, no, no. We're not inferior to anyone, and we're not superior to anybody. You come out of there. Go, go all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, come out. That inferiority. Go, 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 go. All the way up out of there. Go, go. Come out, come out, come out of there. All the way up and out of there. Keep going. Keep going. All the way out. All the way out. That mocking spirit, mocking others, come out. All that mocking spirit, we bind you, come out. The mocking spirit, come against the mocking spirits. Right now, you go, 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 go. All mocking, mocking other people, laughing at them, come out. All the way out, go. All that mocking spirit, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name, all the way out. All that nail-biting spirit biting your nails, you come out of there. We break a curse of biting, nail-biting. Come out. Nail-biting spirits, go, go, go. Nervousness, go, go, go. All that neurosis, mental neurosis, come out. All the nervousness and nervous tension, come out. Come out. Come on all the way out. In the name of Jesus, come on. Let it go. Cough a few times. Get moving. All the way up out of there. Keep going. All these spirits got to move, got to move, got to move right now. We're talking to you, devil. You have to obey. We have authority over you. If people want you gone, you have to go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All the way, all the way. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You have to all the way out. Keep going. Come out. Come out. The blood of Jesus against you, demons. You come out. Keep going. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out of there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Night spirits, go. All those night spirits, go. Come out. Nightmare spirits, sexual night spirit coming in the night, come out, 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 all the way out. Those night spirits, go, 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 all the way. Incubus, succubus spirits, go, go, go. Spirit wife, spirit husband, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Wet dreams, come out, all the way out. Go, go, go. I bind that, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 come out. Oral sex spirit, come out, 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 all the way out, go, up and out. In Jesus' name, go, go, go. Masturbation, go, go, come out, 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 all the way. In Jesus' name, keep coming out of there, all the way, up and out. The name of Jesus against you, demon. Keep coming out, all the way out. All the way out. Moodiness, you come out. Up and down, all around. Moodiness, moody spirits, you come out. Moody spirits, go. All that moodiness, come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. All the way up out of there. Move, 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 move. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You have to go up out of there. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way. All those spirits, those burying spirits, that bury themselves in the mind. We come against those burying spirits. They bury themselves in your mind to try to hide away in there and hold the ground. You come out of there. Come out, those burying spirits, those burying spirits. how to bury themselves in the mine somewhere and attach themselves through burying themselves. You come out of there right now. Come out of the mine right now. I bind you. I bind your burying spirits. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Those spirits of pointless, endless, pointless activities to keep you busy, but keep you away from the things of God, just endless, pointless activities. Come out of there, all the way out, going nowhere, doing nothing, accomplishing nothing, just pointless, wasting, time-wasting spirits that cause you to just waste time. Come out, time-wasting spirits, come out. Time-wasting spirits, we're talking to you, come out. Come out, 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 time-wasting spirits, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way up out of there, the time-wasting spirits. I'm talking to you tonight. Yeah, the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. It's just endless, pointless time-wastingness, you know, going on there. No need for that. No reason for that. It's just the Spirit calling you to do that. Yeah, you come out of there, all the way out. All that time-wasting, pointless time-wasting, just endless doing nothing time. You know, come out, all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Keep going. The blood of Jesus is against you. All the way out, all the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. You are defeated, demons. You have to obey. You have to go. Come out. Come out. All the way out. The blood is against you right now. Apply that blood of Jesus, that pure, cleansing, warm blood of Jesus. Oh, the precious blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Yeah, the blood torments you, burns you. Yeah, we apply that blood against you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah, we pray the cleansing of people's minds right now, these secret spirits that have been hidden away in there. You come up out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. There's hidden spirits. Yeah. You come up on the surface. I bind you. You come up on the surface. You come out of there right now. Come up out of there. Go, 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 go. Up out of there. Go. Every bit of it has to go all the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them, loose them, loose them, and let them go. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Paranoid spirit. You go. Paranoid. Come out. Come out. Paranoid spirit, you go, 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 expecting something, fearful of something to happen, come out, all that paranoid, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. This is a December, the month of Moloch. We command any Moloch spirits to go right now, go. Go, 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 go. All Moloch spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, loose them, and let them go. All the way out. All that Moloch spirit, go, go. We break the power of Moloch. You go right now. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. Self-destruction, you come out. Self-destruction. Self-destructive spirit wants to hurt you. Come out. All that self-destructive spirit that causes you to hurt yourself, come out. Whether through accidents or just through little things happening, we command that self-destructive spirit, go. Right now, all that self-destruction, come out, 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 come out. All the way out, come out, self-destruction, come out, come out. All the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Go, keep going. All the way out. All that self-destruction. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Self-destructive spirit. Go, Jesus' name. Poverty spirit. We break the poverty, the lack, the never enough. We break the curse. In Jesus' name, would it be a family curse or would it be some other kind of curse? We break the curse. Of not enough, never enough, financial lack and poverty. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come on, come out of there. In the name of Jesus, we break your hold. We break your hold. Come out, 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 come out. Oh, we're out of time. Come out, all the way out. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray a releasing in Jesus' name. We're more than enough. God is a God of more than enough. He's definitely that. He provides. When he provides, he provides. Okay, and I know there are times that, you know, Paul said, I've learned to base and I've learned to bound, but God will have you bound again. And all right, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this deliverance tonight. We ask you to seal this deliverance to the people who have received, and, Lord, that they have continued to see those things going out of them, and they will continue to take back their mind, Father, and get rid of these spirits that have invaded and take the ground. And keep it in Jesus' name. And we cover their minds with the blood of Jesus right now. Cover all of us with the blood of Jesus and all our minds with the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. And we thank you for our deliverance. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks. Good being with you all tonight. I pray you've been blessed and encouraged. And thank you for being here and being a part of this. Lord be with you. And we will be back next week, Friday night. The Lord bless you. Have a good weekend. Be blessed. Okay. All right. Well, that is the last song tonight. And time now for departure. Well, thank you all for being part of this live time together tonight, live service, whatever you want to call it. It's been good to be with y'all, and I pray that Jesus will make himself ever more real to you in your day-by-day walk with him. May he be ever more real, ever more close, ever more dear to you. Because really, that's what it's all about. It's about Jesus. That's what we came to planet Earth for, to make a decision what we're going to do with Jesus. God gave us all chances. Isn't that amazing? That's what's called amazing grace, for sure. But he gave us all these opportunities to receive him, and how many have rejected him? Oh my, that's sad. Think of the people who have rejected him, and oh, how much they're missing out on. But maybe they wouldn't be happy with Jesus because of their choice of sin. But how are they going to be happy in hell? Really, you think they could be happy there? Just some thoughts. I don't see how you could be happy there. In fact, it's probably worse than anybody can imagine. The horribleness of it, the sadness of it, the tragedy of rejecting Jesus Christ. Oh, my. I would not want to do that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have you. We have salvation. We have eternity with you forever. Oh, my. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I could thank him all night for that. I am so happy to be saved. Are you? I know I am. Yeah. The joy of our salvation. And to just think that we're so much closer to seeing him than any generation has been so far. Woo! We're close, folks. We're close. Could happen in our lifetime. Or for some reason it could go on a little longer. But we'll see, right? But to be absent from the body is what? To be present with the Lord, yeah. So we're going to see him one way or another. We're going to see him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll have eternity there. We can share fellowship around the throne and enjoy meeting each other. Those of us who have not met, we'll enjoy meeting and greeting and visiting and talking about all kinds of things that glorify the Lord. Amen. All right. Well, good night, folks. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed evening and sleep well tonight. And we will see you back next Friday. Good night.